91.3 KXCI Tucson. Real people, real radio.
Good afternoon, and thanks for joining us today. This is Aspen Green with my co-host, Kathy Harris, and we're bringing you Broad Perspectives Radio, a program by women, about women, but for everyone. And you can hear more of our programs by going to kxci.org and looking on our Broad Perspectives Radio page. It's all updated. Today, we are so thrilled to have back with us Sophia Rankin, who has been on our show a couple of times, back in 2018 and then again in 2021, but it's been a while. And I hear she has something to announce today, so let's all sit back and take a listen to what's happening for Sophia Rankin and the sound. So exciting, Kathy.
It is exciting, and we are so delighted to have Sophia back with us. Sophia Rankin and the Sound, also known as SRS, is an alternative folk rock band here in Tucson. In case you don't know her, but most people know her, Sophia began performing in 2015 and has since won first place awards at Tucson Desert Song Festival, Tucson Folk Festival's Stephen George Songwriting Competition, and sixth place at Planet Bluegrass Folk Fest for her original music. Since she founded SRA in 2020, they have played internationally and locally, opening for acts such as Roger Klein and the Peacemakers, Jake Owen, Diamond Rio, and Ryan Hood, among others. They have performed at the Rialto Theater, Dusk Music Festival, Tucson Folk Festival, and more, while headlining shows at venues such as Hotel Congress and 191 Tool. SRS has, and here's the big announcement, I'm going to make it for you, Sophia. SRS has a new CD called Natural Disaster that will be out September 13th with the CD release show at 191 Tool the same night. That is very exciting. On top of all of this, 2 years ago, after graduating from the U of A, Sophia became a K-5 music teacher at Nash Elementary School here in Tucson. And she says her students love seeing the band perform. I bet they do. Sophia, welcome back to Broad Perspectives.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been so long, and I'm just happy to be back.
And it's so nice to see you again. I'm glad you have another CD coming out, so we have a reason to have you back. And something very new in your life since we last saw you is that you graduated from U of A, as I mentioned, and you're now a teacher. By the way, hail to teachers. You are so needed. Tell us a little bit about that. How's it going there?
It's great. I'm entering my second year of teaching. I teach kinder through fifth grade general music. Last year was a big learning curve of learning everybody's names, learning procedures, and trying to figure out where they were in their musical journey. And I really entered it with just, how can I get these kids to either fall in love with music or respect those of us who do and respect music in the world? So it's been a journey, and coming back this year and having kids remember me, having some of the kids come out to performances, it's been so rewarding to see them either love music as much as I do or just give it a shot, even if they don't see it being a big part of their lives. So it's very rewarding.
Well, that sounds pretty exciting for you. I can tell you're very enthusiastic about it. And when you're enthused, they will be enthused. Where I went to school, we never had music classes. I won't go into why. We're talking about the 1950s. It's so nice that you're doing this and inspiring kids, which I'm sure you are. You said that they loved seeing you in your band. Where did they see you? What was that like?
One of my students came to the folk festival and she saw our full band at the church stage, and she stood right up front with her family. Another one came to the Rialto for the Local Love production. I had one come to Festival of Books, and I had another come to the 4th Avenue Street Fair. Very family-friendly places, but then I also had some come to ticketed shows, and they just stand up front like you are the biggest exhibition at the museum that they came to see. And it's just beautiful to see that, because they get to see my two worlds colliding, and they see that where they are is where music starts, not in a vain way, but where it could go, where it could take you.
Absolutely. And you are a local star. And someday you may be a national star or international. When we first had you in 2018, I remember saying to you, don't forget us when you become famous, because I know you're going to become famous. Okay. Well, speaking of the band, tell us about it, because you didn't have this particular band the last time you were here either, I don't think. Who's in it and how did it evolve?
Yes. So we still have the original drummer. We've got Connor Rankin on drums, who is also my brother, but beyond that, I think he is the core. He is really the core of the band. He thinks of the sound. He thinks of the evolution. He thinks of the image. He thinks of production. He graduated this year from the U of A with a film and television degree. So he really just thinks of A to Z. How can we make this a production? So he's been there since 2019. And he grew up with this guy named Diego, who used to play with me around town. And he moved away and he moved back. And just, I guess, a few months ago, he decided to step in when our previous guitarist decided to leave the band. And we wish him all the best. Noah is amazing. And you're going to hear his music on the album. He recorded the guitar parts because he wrote it with us. So Diego Martinez is our new lead guitarist. And he's also one of Connor's best friends and equivalent to a brother to me, having grown up with him. And we had Ben Arthur Mortensen joined us in 2022. So he is our bassist, but he also sings. If you've come to a show, you usually know him as the man with the style. He's got the best outfits, the coolest earrings. He decorates his own basses. It feels like family. And when we get on stage, we just have such a fun time because we're so comfortable with each other. It's a recent evolution of the band, but it feels like it's been forever.
That sounds great. Thanks for that explanation. I didn't know Connor was so involved with all of that and what he's been doing. That's fascinating.
He keeps us moving forward. I mean, even yesterday, he's like, I need lyrics by this day. He gives us that fire so that we actually get things done.
That's great. Okay. And I think this is the fourth CD you've come out with. Is that right?
This one
is called Natural Disaster. Now, where did that name come from? Is there a disaster theme to the CD?
Yes, there is. We've released a couple of the singles in the past year or two. We released Cyclone and we released Warm, as well as Nobody But You. And I kind of lyrically venture into these grandiose images of just, this is how love feels. This is how relationships feel. Or maybe one of the songs we're going to hear today, pressures from society and other people might feel. It's just this exaggeration of everything out of your control, but they're natural. We have to live with them. They happen. So we were getting ready for a gig at Corbett's and we were bouncing around the names. We were trying to figure it out. And somehow, I can't remember if I said it or Ben said it, but he says, it just feels like something big and crazy that happened, but that we should have seen coming, like a natural disaster. And we all looked at each other and we went, that's it.
That's it. Okay, that's great. Well, let's hear a song from it so our audience knows what you're about. Aspen, which one are we going to hear from this album?
Okay, so the first song that we're going to hear about is called All About. So my question to you is, what's it all about? What's all about?
My favorite question. This song is just about being a female in the music industry with my experience in it coming up in Tucson. And I've been very welcomed in Tucson and very supported. But you still run into all these dead ends and these walls and you just feel like maybe if I wasn't me, I'd be further. Maybe if I had something else going for me. So the song, each verse kind of talks about everything I feel like I have to do to be successful as a performer, be successful as a friend, as a partner, as a daughter, all these things. So it's all about everything we have to do as women to make it in the world.
Well, that sounds like a great topic to be singing about. I love it. So let's take a listen to All About off the new CD, Natural Disaster by Sophia Rankin and The Sound.
It's all about how hard I can fall, writing a song for
91.3 KXCI Tucson. You're listening to Broad Perspectives Radio, and we're returning to our interview with Sophia Rankin. But just let me say, what a great sound Sophia Rankin and the Sound have. What a great song.
That is some great lively music that you make. Tell us again quickly when the album comes out and about the CD release party, and we'll mention it again at the end of the show. We just want to make sure everybody knows about it. Go ahead.
Well, we kept it easy, September 13th for both. So music will go live and be available to everybody September 13th. And we're going to party that night at 191 Tool. Desert Child is going to open, Orcadia is going to support. And then we're going to come on in and we're going to play you some tracks and maybe some new songs as well. So just a little incentive to listen to the new music and hear some unreleased things on the way.
Wow, that sounds pretty exciting. Now, tell us, do you write all the songs or do other band members also write or do you collaborate? How does that work?
It used to be that I wrote the songs and then I'd bring it to the band. And it was before we were really cohesive as a band. And now it's really interesting. Someone will come up with an idea like Nobody But You. Ben had this bass riff that he'd had for years and I just recorded it. I took it around 2 a.m, got some ideas for some melodies, did that. Connor decided on some drum beats, and then Noah started figuring out some guitar parts. So it's become really cohesive and collaborative. Everyone puts in their piece.
Okay, that's very interesting. That's a nice way to do it. It's no wonder you feel like a family. I can see that, yeah. You know, I'm wondering, you have a full-time job or probably more than full-time if you're a teacher. Is it hard to find time to fit in the band schedule and you got to rehearse and you're writing and recording songs? I mean, do you have a life?
You know, it's funny. Sometimes I feel I don't, but then I feel so blessed that I do. It's really just balance. And I talk to my family and band about that a lot. And we all kind of respect each other's boundaries when we need a break. So we try to play it by ear, but I feel like I've struck the balance. It's precarious, but I found it, of going to work, switching my brain off, pursuing my passion, because really this is passion. It's not work. So to work at it is just drive and it's just fuel and everything else. Thank God I teach music. It's the thing I love. So it all kind of works together.
Yeah, I think if you have passions like that, your passion is your life. I
mean, exactly.
Of course you have a life. You know, I'm wondering if you ever think about moving to Nashville or LA or someplace where music is made to try to do music full time. Do you ever think about trying to do that?
I do. I visited Nashville in 2019 and I loved the city and I loved the people I met, but I didn't see myself there. I didn't feel my place was there. And I told my brother this. I don't think I would ever move somewhere in hope of opportunity, but I would move where opportunity took me. And right now, opportunity is the people I'm with. It's my band. And if I could see if I moved anywhere without them, I wouldn't have what I have now. And that's just the love of the passion. And I think we can go further together than apart.
Yeah. And Tucson is such a great music town. And you have a great thing going yourself, you and your band. So I'm glad you're going to hang around here for a while.
Us too.
While we have time, let's hear another one of your song. Aspen, what's up next?
Okay, so off the same album, Natural Disaster, we're going to listen to Just Gonna Do Me. That's another great title. I love it. I just say that every day. I'm just gonna do me. What does it mean for you, this song?
Well, we actually wrote this right after our last album release, and it's been evolving over the years. And I think a big thing of this album, as much as it's Natural Disaster and it's ominous, it's also about just moving at your own pace and making your own decisions. And if you make mistakes, we move forward, we try again. So Just Gonna Do Me is all about, I mean, the opening line is, I've been cruising in a lucid state of mind. I'm just cruising. I'm just doing my thing and we'll see where it takes me. And I'm not going to let it get me down if something goes wrong.
I love it. It sounds so positive. I might have to listen to these every morning before I leave my house.
Please.
So
there might be a music video for this one.
Oh, fantastic. We'll listen to Just Gonna Do Me off the new album, Natural Disaster by Sophia Rankin and The Sound.
Been cruising in a lucid state of mind, wondering how I'm always falling behind.
91.3 KXCI Tucson, and we're back talking with Sophia Rankin.
That was another great song. And, you know, I have to ask you, we're getting close to the end of the show, but you've been performing music for almost 10 years now, and you were playing before that. Do you have any outstanding memories for you? Maybe some funny things or maybe embarrassing things or really, really wonderful things. What stands out in your mind about your career so far?
Kathy, I've got all of those. I mean, we don't even have time. I think, honestly, we've had some crazy funny things happen. There's always people who can make a show go wrong or make a show go right. And there can be the smallest shows where you meet the most wonderful people and the biggest shows where you feel on top of the world. And I've had all those beautiful moments. But I got to say, one of my favorite ones was coming off of the Tucson Folk Festival stage before there was even a band. And I had sung a song about one of my friends that had passed. This woman came up to me and she said it reminded her of her daughter. And just to have a complete stranger come up to you and say thank you as if you'd done them a favor, and you feeling the gratitude of that, it's indescribable. And that's what I just remind myself is music is connection and music is foundation. It's what brings us together and what builds us back up. I feel that everywhere we go, no matter how small or how big the gig, there's always got to be someone that's making it worth it.
Yeah, that's great. And I have to ask you this. When you go to hear a band, who do you go hear? What kind of bands do you like? And maybe who are your inspirations in music?
Ooh, well, I love to see local music. I love to see how other locals do it. Like, I love seeing Orcadia, which is why they're on the release show. I just think they're so fun and wonderful. I love to see everyone in their own element. In terms of artists that I am inspired by, I love Brandi Carlile. I haven't seen her in so long because I'm poor, but she's just amazing. Lately, I've been watching a lot of Maggie Rogers, and I got to see her last year. I just think her stage presence is incredible. Haven't seen her in concert, but she won me back with this last album, Taylor Swift. I think she's figured it out, and I think she's setting the example for women in the music industry. But I love Delwater Gap. I love Hippocampus. I saw Dominic Fike, and I have a lot of respect for him. And I love a lot of alternative and folk, and I can just bounce around. I love variety. I love to see how people are different.
That's great. And those are some great people that you mentioned. So tell us, what other performances do you have lined up? What should we look forward to?
We've got lots. We are headed up to Sedona next week, and we're going to be playing the Red Dirt concert series on the 6th. And then we're going to Rock Bar the next day with Significant Others in Scottsdale. Then we have our release show on the 13th. And if you fast forward later in the year, we're going to be on the second stage for the very first time at Dusk Music Festival. So we're going to be on Sunday, November 10th, I believe it is, Dusk Music Festival on the second stage. So we've got some crazy, cool, big, fun things happening.
You do. And I assume that there's a website or some such place that
yes.
People can go to. What would that be?
You can go to sophiarankin.com for upcoming shows, any inquiries, contact, merchandise. If you want to keep up with the music, we're on all streaming platforms and services. We have Facebook, Sophia Rankin and the Sound, same with Instagram, Spotify, Apple Music. Everything.
Okay. Well, Sophia, unfortunately, we're about out of time, but thanks so much for coming by. It's great to see you. We look forward to your upcoming shows. And your upcoming CD, again, is called Natural Disaster, comes out September 13th, and a CD release party the same night at 191 Tool. Thanks.
Thank you so much for having me. I love you both. Thank you for having
yes.
me back.
As usual, we've come to the close of our show. But Sophia, you know we love you and your music so much. Thank you so much for coming to tell us about your new CD, Natural Disaster, your release party the same day, September 13th. We'll say it again at 191 Tool. And I want you to know I will always feel a sisterhood with you because of us both wearing heated jackets at the Tucson Folk Festival.
Yes.
Yes.
We were the only ones prepared.
We were the only ones prepared.
I had one too. I want to point that out.
Aspen wants to be in our circle.
Aspen didn't even know about them until I was wearing one night. And she said, I must have one. So we all have them.
Us desert lizards, we've got to stick together.
Okay. So this is Aspen Green with my co-host, Kathy Harris, and you've been listening to Broad Perspectives Radio, a program by women, about women, but as we say, for everyone. You can hear more of our show on kxci.org on our Broad Perspectives Radio page. But for now, stay tuned because next up we have Boom Goddess Radio with Jennifer Davis Page. Enjoy your Sunday and we'll see you next week. And we are going to go out with another song from Natural Disaster called Sunburn by Sophia Rankin and the Sound.